This Mark Start Money Podcast. If the subject is about money and life or questioning the so-called experts on the subject, we open the conversations.
Welcome to the Smart Start Money Podcast. I am your host, Eric Flynn. Today, I'm going to take a look at why more companies do not offer remote or telecommute work. With today's technology, there are not many restrictions holding many workers back from telecommuting to work a few days a week or working remote completely. Yet many employers do not seem to offer their workers the opportunity to work away from a traditional office. The underlying reason isn't because working from an office provides better teamwork and collaboration. Before I get into today's topic of remote and telecommute work, if you like this podcast, please visit my website at smartstartmoney.com. You can send me your comments or questions and subscribe to this podcast. So today's podcast is on remote and telecommute work. Why don't more companies offer it? And remote work and telecommuting are, they're not truly defined the same thing as the same thing, even though many people associate them as being the same. They're similar, but they're not exactly the same. However, they are similar when it comes to working away from a physical office with the ability to avoid a commute each day to work. A remote worker is one that can work remotely in any place in a geographical sense. And a telecommuter may have an office they can go to, but work all or a few days from home. So that's the difference between the two of those. Now, with today's technology and an increasing number of companies competing globally, it really only makes sense to offer remote work to employees. Yet a majority of businesses, small and large, are still resisting the opportunity to offer employees the chance to work from home entirely or a percentage of the time. Some corporations that previously allowed remote workers are also now calling them back to work in a physical office. And the question on today's podcast is, why don't more companies offer remote or telecommute work? Although some companies would argue that remote and telecommute work does not support good communication or collaboration, the surveys and statistics on working away from an office don't really support this. And the true reason is control and trust. It's more challenging to know when a person is working and when they are not working if they're not in an office. Now, there are numerous reasons employers will give for not allowing, you know, a worker to telecommute, in addition to the argument for good communication and collaboration. The problem is not many of these arguments hold up very well given today's technology. With email, video conferencing, and the endless possibilities, you know, of the internet, there are quite a few jobs that would be fine away from a physical location all employees work at. Companies that are resistant to letting employees work remotely entirely or telecommute a few days a week is a result of failed leadership in business. They don't either recognize the benefits of letting people work outside of a traditional office space or have a corporate culture and management team that does not support remote work. And the lack of trust and control they're not able to let go of really only hurts a business. There's just too many benefits both employees and companies gain from remote or telecommute work. It's surprising that a lot more companies don't actually allow this, but at the same time, it's not as surprising because they're not willing to give up that control. And when we take a look at here what the benefits are to a business of allowing more employees to work from home, it really doesn't make sense for any other reason than just the control. And how does a business benefit from allowing people to work away from a traditional office? The number one answer here is money. And with all the cost cutting and, you know, business model these days of doing more with less, they're certainly looking to save as much money as they can. And although some companies might claim they do allow, you know, remote or telecommute work as a benefit for their workers, and the claim often is, oh, well, this is a great benefit for our workers. We, you know, we let them work remote a few days a week, or, you know, telecommute a few days a week, whatever the case may be. But the true reason a company is doing it is to save money. Now, in the case of a business that has all remote workers, they save a tremendous amount of money on not having to buy or rent office space. Remote workers also typically purchase their own internet and phone service, which can be another savings to a business. Having remote workers also makes it possible to hire people as independent contractors. And this would go even farther in saving a company on benefits. In addition to saving on office space, some workers consider the option to work from home as a real benefit. And a survey by flexjobs.com found that 28% of the respondents surveyed stated they would take a pay cut in exchange for telecommuting. The savings from allowing remote or telecommute work, you know, it certainly can be substantial, you know, especially when you take a look at some employees are willing to possibly take a pay cut in exchange for the benefit of working from home. The employers that say, well, we really just offer it as a nice thing to do for our employees, you know, the telecommute or remote work isn't always necessarily the case. Probably in most cases, it's because the company saves money by doing it. The next argument for allowing people to work away from a traditional office is productivity. Now, it can be difficult for many people to believe, but studies have shown productivity actually increases with workers that are remote or telecommute. And the reason for this is the number of distractions is often limited compared to an office setting with coworkers. You know, no more discussions by the water cooler of, you know, the upcoming weekend or the past weekend or the rumors and the gossip, you know, and there's no wasted time having conversations with others that are not related to getting work done. It is much easier for an employee to be more efficient and productive without distractions. Another reason employers should offer more remote and telecommute work is to attract top talent. Having a culture that accepts remote workers, it can attract, you know, top people for companies. If there's no physical office location where a star job candidate lives, a company can just let them work remotely. There would not be a need to have them relocate as a condition of employment. Even just allowing a worker to telecommute a few days a week and spend time in the office the remainder of a week could be a benefit to attract the best job candidates. The flexibility of working from home just a few days a week is considered a real benefit to many people. Another survey found that 61% of the respondents stated they have left a company or have considered leaving because there is no flexibility at their current job. Because a lot of people desire to have remote or telecommute work at least a couple days a week or a couple days a month, when some people find those types of jobs, they are leaving to get that flexibility. Another reason with that flexibility here is lower employee turnover, because with that flexibility of working away from an office being that you know, something that people want, 76% of the people in another survey said they would be more loyal to an employer with flexible work options. And the truth is that flexibility from remote or telecommute work makes people much happier and content in their job. And this only results in lower employee turnover. Another benefit to businesses of offering more remote and telecommute work is an increase in hours of operation. With remote workers, the hours a business is open or offers customer service could be increased by having remote workers. You know, a workday consisting of 8 to 5 p.m. is not the same for someone located in another part of the country or world on a different time zone. offering a better customer experience from an increase in operating hours will benefit just about any business, and it will have a positive impact. So with those increase in hours and of operation, another benefit is, when you think about this, is natural disasters. A natural disaster that occurs with remote workers could also keep, you know, their business open. For example, if a business is located in an area prone to earthquakes, and there is one, it might be able to stay open with workers taking over in another part of the country or world. I know I live in Florida, so when there's a major hurricane approaching, everything shuts down. So if you have a local business with no remote or telecommute workers, you're shut down for that period of time, whereas if you had remote or telecommute workers, you could, you know, keep the business going. Remote work, believe it or not, another reason for more businesses to offer it is remote work makes communication more important. Although a business that is resistant to remote or telecommute workers would claim that communication suffers, and this is one I've definitely heard before, this is generally not the case. Because people are not in the same location, there is a greater emphasis on the importance of communication. And oftentimes this can result in improved teamwork. And the argument here is, with the technology available today, there is really no reason people cannot effectively communicate when they're in different locations around the country or world. Another reason is positive impact on the environment. This is another argument for more companies offering remote and telecommute work. Now, allowing workers to be remote or telecommute work, it can reduce the carbon footprint. They would either only be, you know, commuting to work a few days a week or not at all. The savings on smog-generating automobiles certainly saves the planet. Now, again, some companies would claim they are entirely remote because, you know, they're green and they really want to save the planet. And this may be partly the case, but honestly, the first reason is all of the other reasons I've gone over, with number one being it's likely saving them money. When they claim, oh, we like to have remote workers because we're green and saving the planet. Well, first, you like to save money. So that is the first reason. Now, like I said, it's a nice thought, but I don't believe for a minute a company would allow only remote workers because they're trying to save the planet. It's good public relations, but an overall saving in overhead is the true reason some companies only have remote workers. Now, the benefit to employees and why more people are looking for remote or telecommute work is there's a number of reasons why they benefit from it. And a big one is better health. Employees that are able to work remotely without commuting to an office, they report better health. And this is due to having more personal time available. This results in more time spent with family and friends. And in addition, the extra time allows a better schedule to exercise. The lower stress from not having to commute to an office each day also improves the health and well-being of workers. Better health, it basically results in less sick time, which is a benefit to both an employer and the employee. With remote work, another benefit to the employees is they can plan their own workday. Now, this is only with some jobs, but with some jobs, the work just needs to get done at some point during the day. You know, a person that telecommutes or works fully remote can plan their own work schedule. Maybe they decide to work 4 hours early in the morning and then another 4 hours in the evening. An employee that can plan out their own workday and not be constrained to a rigid schedule is able to get more personal items done that could interrupt a formal schedule. This reduces the need for a person to falsely call in sick or make an excuse as to why they might be late to work. With that more flexibility, employers would certainly see a lot less excuses. Now, in addition to an employer having money-saving benefits from offering telecommute and remote work, there's also a money savings benefit to employees. just like a business saves money with remote or telecommute workers, the employees can also save quite a bit of money. By not commuting to an office, there's obviously a savings in transportation costs. So things such as gas and the wear and tear on a car are savings that can add up to thousands of dollars every year. If an office setting requires professional clothing, the cost of dry cleaning could also be reduced or eliminated. This can be big savings in a year's time as well. And I know I just went to the cleaners a few days ago, the dry cleaners, and the price to get things, I won't even go into it, but it's just ridiculous. With a fully remote worker, there can be large savings by living also in a geographic area that has a low cost of living. So, for example, if a company had its main office in California, where living expenses are quite high, a remote worker could live in a state like Georgia or Tennessee, where the cost of living is much lower. And this also comes back to hiring those star employees, is they can live in those states that have a much lower cost of living, you know, remote to work each day. Most workers would also like the option to work remotely at least some of the time. With the benefits of better health, lower costs, and flexibility, it shouldn't really be surprising that many people would like the option to work outside of a traditional office. A report by Buffer.com on the state of remote work in 2019 showed that 99% of the people surveyed wanted the option to work remotely at least some of the time for the rest of their career. With a survey like that, you can definitely see that a lot of people, a growing number of people, are looking for the option to work entirely remote or at least telecommute a few days a week or month. Is there a downside to having employees work away from a centralized location or a traditional office? And the simple answer to if there are issues with telecommuting or remote workers is yes. And that one disadvantage to the employer is some workers may abuse the benefit of working remotely. And this comes back to the trust an employer must have in their employees. Feelings of isolation could also be a negative for an employee that works outside of a structured office environment. In addition, some workers have reported that relationships may suffer, and not having actual FaceTime could result in not getting promoted. So that comes back to, you know, a traditional office. You have the office politics and the things like that go on. You have the FaceTime. So getting promoted may be something a little easier than compared to someone working remotely where you never really see the person and you don't have those water cooler talks each day. More employers, in my opinion, should offer remote or telecommute work. And it really doesn't matter that they, you know, if you don't trust your employees, and that's typically the main reason why employers don't offer remote or telecommute work, then those people shouldn't be employees. The report on the state of remote work that I referred to previously on Buffer.com also showed that only 33% of the respondents worked for a company that offered some remote work. Not many employers, even with, you know, with today's technology available and reports showing that workers are generally happier with some flexibility, it's really surprising more employers do not hire with the option to work remote or telecommute. With the number one item being trust and control for, you know, an employer to allow work to be remote, employers really need to get over this. Like I said, if a company has workers they can't trust, it should be important to discover this quickly so a distrustful employee is replaced. If you can't trust your employees to work remotely or telecommute a few days a week, then there's probably bigger problems, and that trust if you have an employee that you just know you can't trust, you're going to have other problems with them. As a potential new hire, interviewing with an employer that does not offer at least some telecommute work, this also sends a message that the employer wants to monitor and control people. Now, for many professionals, this is not the type of place they want to work for. So that's another good reason for more employers to offer it, is it sends a message to people that the employer trusts them and doesn't want to monitor and control them. More employers do need to open up to the concept of allowing employees to work remotely. It's certainly not for everyone, but for many workers, it is something they desire to have at least part time. Allowing or at least trying it on a trial basis should be something to consider for many businesses that can work with remote employees and teams, because both the employee and employer will benefit from the arrangement. Now, I can tell you from my own experience with remote work, the last 3 corporate job positions I have had in my career could have all been easily done working at least part of the time telecommuting or entirely by being remote. I can say for 2 of the 3, it was discussed at some point, but everyone knew the employer had a difficult time giving up control. There was also the issue of trust with some workers, while others would have no issues not being monitored working remotely or telecommuting. The trustful ones would do the job just as well from, you know, either home or another location. The last corporate employer I had was a fully remote position. And I can give you my experience from this. As a person with being a remote employee, it does depend on the employer. The job position I had required someone to be available between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. Now, this made it seem more like a structured office job rather than working from a home office. However, I can say for certain that I was able to accomplish more at home than I ever could in a traditional office. From a accomplishment standpoint, getting more things done, not wasting time. From my professional life, I can tell you this was the one job I had where I completely worked remotely and I was able to get 10 times as much done. Being this was a similar position to one I previously had, I was able to determine that limited interruptions also made a big difference in getting work done. Now, the only drawback I found with working remotely was the hours spent on the job. These were actually probably more than I had in a traditional office setting, which is hard to believe because I spent quite a few hours over, 50, 60 hours a week regularly. This shows to me that a remote employee can indeed be more dedicated and productive, which are the results from many of the studies on remote workers. So I'd like to know, are you an employer that does not offer remote or telecommute work? If you are listening to this podcast, if you are an employer that does not currently offer at least part-time telecommute work, I can tell you, you are missing out on attracting the best job candidates, as the research shows many are looking for some type of flexibility. The cost savings alone should be reason enough to start looking at remote or telecommute work. With many businesses moving to a more global structure now, or at some point in the near future, remote workers will need to be an option. So if you haven't already started looking at allowing at least part-time telecommute work or a few remote workers, it should be something that you start to look into and experiment with, because with businesses moving to more of a global structure, it certainly is something that is going to probably be more prevalent at some point, hopefully. If an employer is telling you they don't offer remote or telecommute work because it hurts productivity and communication, it's simply not the truth. The truth is they have they have trust issues with employees and they don't want to give up control. The money savings benefits of remote and telecommute workers alone is reason enough for employees to offer work outside of a traditional office. When you think about it, I mean, what business doesn't want to save money? Thanks for listening to the Smart Start Money podcast. If you like this podcast, visit my website at smartstartmoney.com and let me know your thoughts and comments. Join me next time as I discuss credit scores and why they're important.